Hi, this is James, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are a public opinion firm, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in Texas today, sir. And we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, for quality purposes, this call may be recorded, okay? Now, we just want to let you know as well that we're not attempting to sell you anything. Your participation as well will not result in any call from you in the future to sell you anything as well. Now, one question, and let me ask you, have the pleasure to speak in this case with Mr. Roel Castro?
Yes, how can I help you?
Okay, thank you, sir. And in this case, do you prefer to continue in English or Spanish, the Serbi?
English. English is fine.
English is fine. Okay, perfect. And of all the personal telephones calls that you receive, do you get all or almost a call on a regular home phone? Some on the cell phones and someone on your regular home phone, or you just almost use the cell phone?
Everything on the cell phone.
Everything on the cell phone. Okay. Yeah. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, tell me what is the year of that you were born?
Oh, no. I don't want to give out any of my personal information.
Not a problem at all. If you don't want to give that information, I mean, we can continue. Don't worry about that, okay? Now, which of the following age group do you belong? For example, 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or plus?
35 to 44.
35 to 44. Thank you, sir. And in this case, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? For example, Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian
Hispanic.
Or Pacific, Hispanic. Thank you for that. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? For example, grade of school, some high school graduate.
College degree.
Okay. Thank you. Let me mark that down in here. Would you say 2-year college degree or 4-year college degree?
4-year.
4 years. Okay. Thank you for that. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Mr. Joe Biden and Ms. Harris administration is doing?
Well, I mean, it just depends on I guess it depends what area you're talking about. Some good and some bad. So,
In Texas, let's talk about Texas, for example. Strongly approve, somewhat
in Texas,
approve.
In Texas, I want to say I disapprove.
You disapprove. Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
No, I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Oh, okay, let me mark that down in here. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom you will vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
The Republican candidate.
Would you say definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably the Republican candidate. Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you hear of the person. Then, if you already hear of the person, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. Now, if I give you a name that you don't know too much about the person or you never hear about the person, you can just let me know so we can move forward to the next person, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and talk with Alejandro Mayorkas. Will you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
somewhat unfavorable. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Vicente Gonzalez.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Let's talk about Myra Flores.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And Kamala Harris.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Now, moving on. Which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? For example, education, national security and foreign affairs, abortion, job and the economy, taxes, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, crime and public safety.
Inflation, cost of living.
Inflation. Okay. Inflation,
yeah,
cost of living.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. Now, thinking ahead to the November's elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 meaning that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices?
Yes, I'm very interested.
Very interested. For Hawaii? On a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
8. Okay. We're almost done. Actually, it's a really a short survey. And if the elections for president was being held today, for whom you will vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump, Republican.
Trump. Okay. Now, next, if the elections for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom you will vote? For example, Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
I'll vote for Colleen.
Colleen Allred.
Yes.
Okay. Let me mark that down here. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom you will vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I didn't get that.
My pleasure. And if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom you will vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Definitely Myra Flores, or probably Myra Flores?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Now, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during his campaign. And after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him as a U.S. Congress, okay? Now, let me read it to you, and we're almost done. Now, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez vote to raise taxes on working-class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Now, this makes you about him more likely, less likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Less likely.
Okay. Now, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez vote to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers funded benefits. Would you say that makes you more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much likely? Much less likely? No difference for you about him?
Less likely.
Okay. It will be much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less. Now, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegal thousands of... Oh, my bad. You're already giving that. My bad. I was not fulfilled the information. Now, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions for some of the world's biggest corporations, and he then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefits to these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Will you say that this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference against him?
Much less.
Much less. And Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it's no different.
Much less.
Much less. And despite the crisis at our southern border, Gonzalez voted against more border agents and support the Biden-Harris administration border policies. This makes you much more likely.
Much less.
Perfect. I think that we're almost done. About 3 or 4 more questions. Now,
sorry,
that you have...
I know,
sir. And thank you for your participation as well. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom you will vote, Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mara Flores, Republican?
Mara Flores.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions, and we're almost done for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Let me go ahead and mark that down here. 1 second. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. Somewhat conservative. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, unemployed?
I'm employed.
Okay. And how many jobs do you currently have? 1 or 2?
One.
Okay. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that at home you speak only English at home? Mostly English, but some Spanish? Spanish and English equally? Only English. Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, perfect. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a really good rest of your day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Stay safe, take care. Thanks for the help.